Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Well, if you've been diagnosed with cancer or someone you love has been diagnosed with cancer, it doesn't mean that they have to really sit around and take the fatigue and the weakness that comes with some forms of treatment, because there are exercises that can help you not only speed your recovery but feel better during treatment and possibly even help prevent. My guest is Dr. Catherine Schmitz. She's a professor in the Department of Biostatistics and Epidemiology at the University of Pennsylvania Perelman School of Medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Schmitz. So people go through all sorts of cancer treatments, from chemo to radiation, you know, to surgery, and it zaps you. It zaps your energy. It zaps some hope. It really takes it out of you. Talk a little bit about exercise and its effect on every different system in the body.
All right. Well, thanks for having me on. And, I'm happy to say that we do have a really, really deep evidence base with many, many randomized controlled trials telling us that it is both safe and effective for those who've had a diagnosis of cancer to be physically active. In fact, in 2010, I was part of a group of experts that pulled together the first guidelines that were really specific for advising those who've had a diagnosis of cancer as to what kind of exercise they should be doing and what the benefits would be of doing so. The American Cancer Society followed suit by agreeing with the ACSM guidelines in 2012, and I'm delighted to tell you that as of January 2013, the National Comprehensive Cancer Network has also followed suit, agreeing with exactly the same guidelines. So clearly now we have three major national organizations telling the average person who has had a diagnosis of cancer the same first two words, and that is to avoid inactivity. So to the extent that it is possible after a diagnosis of cancer, whatever you can do, even if your exercise program is, I'm going to get out of bed and go downstairs and get a glass of juice, that's your exercise program.
So really it's the lying around. It's the sitting around, the sedentary, that will even kind of contribute to that feeling of lethargy, fatigue, weakness, even nausea. So what exercises are we talking about? First, pretty much start with walking, because that kind of applies all across the board to all types of cancer.
It does indeed. And so the number one recommended treatment for cancer-related fatigue for all cancer diagnoses from the National Comprehensive Cancer Network is walking. And so taking a walk three times a week for 20 minutes has been shown in multiple studies to be efficacious for treatment of cancer-related fatigue. It sounds, paradoxical. I'm tired. Why would I walk? But in fact, it does make you feel better. We believe it probably has something to do with the inflammatory processes that happen during cancer treatment. In addition to the walking program, all three national organizations I mentioned earlier recommend that those who had a diagnosis of cancer do flexibility activities to keep themselves able to move through full range of motion during and after treatment. This is particularly important for those who are undergoing radiation treatment and those who undergo surgery, because the sites of surgery will stiffen up with scar tissue, and the damage of ionizing radiation will continue to tighten up the soft tissue in the area where radiation is received for the remainder of the person's life. And so keeping that area moving forever and ever is a good idea. And then the third form of exercise that is typically recommended for those with a diagnosis of cancer is strength training. This is where we get into sort of an interesting situation where there's a problem of infrastructure. We know that it is recommended and efficacious for those who've had cancer to do strength training. But where are we sending them? And who is safe to send them to? And who's ready to do that kind of activity? So when in doubt, ask your physician for a referral to someone who knows how to work with cancer survivors in order to get an appropriate evaluation and be taught how to do the exercises that will benefit you in a safe and effective way.
And I think that that's a great point to make, is to make sure that you're, working with somebody. And as somebody who has done this for 25 years and worked with cancer patients myself, I just know that you have to know what the cancer's doing, what the effects of the treatment are, so that you have the best, you know, program that you can set up for someone. You know, even things such as Kegel exercises before surgery for a prostate cancer patient is a really good, I work with my men on this, and it helps them afterward.
Mm-hmm. Sure does. So urinary incontinence is a common side effect of the radiation treatments that go with treatment for prostate cancer, and there is evidence to show that doing pelvic floor exercises, which can be taught by a well-trained fitness trainer such as yourself or by a physical or occupational therapist, can be helpful for both preventing, treating, and attenuating problems with urinary incontinence, as well as a return to full sexual function after prostate cancer.
Well, and also because you're right, and it does take somebody who knows what they're doing, so when you're out there looking for what exercises you can do, that's when you need to make sure you're working with a professional. Now, you know, people think of relaxation exercises as relaxation, but yet they can kind of help you with, you know, nausea and sleep, and sleep is so important, you know, for all parts of the body and inflammatory processes. So speak about the what they're called, the relaxation, yoga, meditation, even Pilates, things that might help along those lines.
Right. So we know that stress increases cortisol, and chronic stress with chronic elevations of cortisol probably contribute to what we call cancer-related fatigue, and certainly contributes to, a problem with, could contribute to a problem with healing or lengthening the amount of time that it takes to get your energy back. So any activities that are actively, mindfully working towards reducing your stress level would be healing to someone who's had a diagnosis of cancer, including yoga in particular. And, you know, there's a very large study, several hundred people, that was done at the University of Rochester by Karen Mustian, that showed many benefits of hatha yoga, simple hatha yoga program of 8 weeks in duration called YOCAS. And folks can go find that online, YOCAS. And, you know, that program has been shown to improve quality of life and sleep in cancer survivors.
And sleep, again, so, so important. Now, strength training. You know, we feel weak. It's kind of the last thing you feel like doing. We spoke about lymphedema a little. You have about a minute left. Speak about strength training, lunges, squats, push-ups, really anything that people are doing these days.
Right. So the main message to communicate to cancer survivors about strength training is, first off, that you should be doing it. And second off, that your mantra for doing strength training should be, start low and progress slow and allow your symptoms to guide you. So if you are, in particular, let me speak to the people who were physically active before their cancer diagnosis. It's really important to understand for those folks the concept of deconditioning. If you were physically active and lifted before your cancer diagnosis, be sure you start low and progress slow, because one of the last things we want to see is somebody who was active before cancer, had to take a break because of the burden of going through treatment, goes back to the gym, and on the first day gets injured. Oh, what a setback. So instead, what you want is to remember that the neuromuscular connections are still there for you to lift those 35-pound dumbbells.
But you have
to
get back into it.
Maybe you should be picking up the tens.
Now,
right.
Just say that statement one last time for us.
Sure, sure. So you want to make sure that you are starting low, progressing slow, and letting your symptoms guide you.
And letting your symptoms guide you. That's the main message of exercise during cancer treatment. It can absolutely help you to feel better, speed your recovery, sleep better, and really give you a better feeling while you're going through that. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine, right here on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.